7 new tools. In the mid-1970s, a consortium of Japanese engineers and scientists discussed the need to augment the 7 basic tools of quality with an additional set that could enable them to express important production-related information, support innovation, and facilitate the planning of major projects. They wanted to be able to communicate important information that could be put into action. With those goals in mind, they developed 7 management and planning tools: affinity diagram, tree diagram, matrix diagram, process decision program chart, relationship diagram, matrix data analysis chart, activity network diagram, affinity diagram. An affinity diagram is a tool for organizing a large number of brainstormed ideas by employees striving to solve a particular issue. Participants in the brainstorming session provide anonymous ideas and suggestions, and based on the number of them that relate to each topic, the group can get a sense as to the seriousness of the issue. It begins with a discussion leader presenting the topic or problem, which the employees then brainstorm about, recording each idea on a slip of paper or an index card. The ideas are then posted in one place, and the group determines how to group them by category or theme. As seen in Exhibit 4-45, each group of ideas is then given a descriptive title that encompasses the ideas below it. In this case, the challenge was trying to identify causes of product recall for a manufacturer. The group generated causes that fell into these 6 broad categories: inspection, customer feedback, product materials, frequency, costs, and return processes. Exhibit 4-45, affinity diagram. This tool tends to provide new and more comprehensive insights into an issue that can become an official continuous improvement project. Then other tools can be used to further investigate each category. Tree diagram. A tree diagram is a tool that lists tasks and activities in increasingly finer detail in order to meet a specific goal. As seen in Exhibit 4-46, the goal is on the left-hand side, and the main branches of the tree bloom off of that. Each branch helps to clarify another aspect of the issue. The tree diagram can be used in conjunction with the affinity diagram and the relationship diagram. Exhibit 4-46, tree diagram. Matrix diagram. The matrix diagram, matrix chart, is a useful tool for showing the relationships between 2 or more groups of information, the strengths of those relationships, and how those variables interact and respond to each other. Matrix diagrams can be in a variety of shapes: L, T, Y, C, X, and roof-shaped. The most commonly used is the L-shaped matrix, which illustrates how 2 groups of items relate to each other or one group to itself. As illustrated in Exhibit 4-47, this matrix shows how specifications for a product vary from one customer to the next. Exhibit 4-47. Matrix diagram of customer specifications for component hash 4572. Process decision program chart. The process decision program chart visually captures things that might possibly go wrong in a plan being developed. In Exhibit 4-48, the decision to increase shelf space was mapped out to determine all the related points that could influence a sequence of decisions as to how to reach the goal of achieving a good allotment of space. Exhibit 4-48. Process decision program chart. This tool can be used in 2 different manners: to identify measures that should be taken in order to avoid undesirable intermediate consequences as progress is made toward the final desired result, and to design a plan to predict future foreseeable problems that can be resolved and ultimately result in achievement of the goal. Relationship diagram. The relationship diagram, also called an interrelationship diagram, illustrates cause and effect relationships and is particularly useful for evaluating the links between different aspects of a complicated issue. As seen in Exhibit 4-49, the ideas that a team generates are placed in their own respective circles and clustered according to how they may relate to each other. Solid line arrows are then drawn from each idea that strongly influences another idea. A dashed arrow implies that there is some influence, but it is not strong. Exhibit 4-49. Relationship diagram. The goal is to identify the following: the major cause, that is, the one that has the greatest number of arrows emanating from it; the most interrelated cause, that is, the one with the most arrows in and out. In this instance, the diagram began with an increase in customer complaints, which had previously been at a minimum level. The team wanted to identify what could be the possible direct and indirect causes of that increase. They concluded that there are 4 factors that were about equally responsible for the issue. the team decided they would need to do additional analysis of those factors, after which they would be better able to stratify the complaints. Matrix Data Analysis Chart. The Matrix Data Analysis Chart is another tool that can be used to show the relationship between groups of information. As seen in Exhibit 4-50, the two variables, or features, against which the product lines are being measured are opacity and insulating properties. The closer the product line point is to the positive end of each variable, the stronger the feature is for that line, and vice versa. For instance, the wood louvers, product line B, of this manufacturer have significantly higher ratings on opacity and insulating capabilities compared to product lines C and D in the lower left quadrant. This tool can be useful when trying to differentiate marketing messages and compare seemingly similar products. Exhibit 4-50, Matrix Data Analysis Chart. Activity Network Diagram. The Activity Network Diagram, also sometimes referred to as the arrow diagram or critical path method chart, is particularly helpful when an improvement team wants to identify the required order of tasks within a manufacturing process or project. Its primary benefit is to convey dependencies and simultaneous activities via a simple visual. This chart is critical for project management. Exhibit 4-51 shows an example. Exhibit 4-51, Activity Network Diagram, using the tools. As you contemplate the 14 quality tools, the 7 basic tools and the 7 new tools, from which you can select for any continuous improvement project, it will be useful to think about them in the following categories and select the one tool or combination of tools that matches what you are trying to capture. Non-quantitative tools, process flowchart or mapping, cause and effect diagram, affinity diagram, tree diagram, process decision program chart, relationship diagram, activity network diagram. Combination tools, matrix diagram, if using points on the diagram that reflect measured data. Quantitative tools, scatter diagram, Pareto chart, run chart, histogram, control chart. What's important to remember is that if you have used a tool that did not result in actionable information, you may need to try another for the same task. However, if you think of your tools in these 3 categories, it will be easier to determine which is the most appropriate. It may be appropriate to use a few tools on the same issue to drill down to the details needed.